They don't know because it sank. So I don't know if they'll have to pull it out, and then NTSB will have to investigate the engine. It was a turbo engine, and so it could have blew a oil line or turbo oil line or something. Turbo could have seized up, who knows, but whatever happened, it was in the absolute worst place, right in the middle of Lake Michigan. They were 20 miles from shore, and they couldn't glide that far. So they had to pull, they had all the audio. You could hear them talking to air traffic control. You could hear the air traffic controller tell them how far away the Coast Guard was before they hit the water. And you could hear them talking to the plane that was circling. Said, the parachute's still full of air. The plane's on the water. It's sinking fast. Luckily, they had life jackets on the plane, so all three people had life jackets. They didn't have to tread water for, they said it was like 25 minutes before anybody could get there. Luckily, the water's not that cold right now. It happened, I think, the end of August or beginning of September.